The United Nations says that the number of people it estimates to be infected with the AIDS virus is a lot lower than it had earlier thought. Joining us now is Karen Stanecki. She's Senior Advisor on Demographics with the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, how much lower is the new estimate?
Compared to what we published last year in 2006, our estimate is about 6 million lower. We are currently estimating that 33.2 million people are living with HIV.
And how did you revise the numbers?
Well, in the methodologies, we include more data. The countries have done a lot more to expand surveillance programs into more rural areas. We have made some certain changes in our assumptions in terms of survival. We now have new data from a number of cohorts that indicate that people live longer with HIV, which will then reduce the number of new infections that we have estimated. And there was a significant revision in the estimate in India. They did a comprehensive review of their estimate this past year, resulting in an estimate that was reduced by about 3 million for India. So that alone accounts for half of the change in the estimate.
So 3 million fewer people than you had thought in India have
HIV. Right. And another 70%, well, India plus five countries in sub-Saharan Africa account for 70% of that difference.
Some critics have long said that you've been overestimating the number, and some of them have said you've done it to get more AIDS funding.
We are very transparent in the methodologies that we use, so it would be hard for us to hide the fact that we are inflating our numbers. And in terms of for resources, the resources that we raise is not for us, it's for countries.
So you're saying basically your numbers are as good as the countries that report their own figures.
Right. And last week we had an international consultation of experts to come in to review our methodologies and our processes by which we do these estimates. And they concluded that we do the best that we can given the limitations of the data and with the methodologies that we have. We probably have better estimates for HIV and AIDS than we do for many other diseases in the world.
Still, with over 30 million people, you say, infected, then we're still in a major health crisis.
Exactly. It's still a major problem. It's a huge number of people who are living with HIV. 33 million people are going to be in need of treatment at some point in their lives. And we continue to have new infections. We estimate that about 6,800 people become newly infected every day.
Well, Karen Stanecki, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
That's Karen Stanecki. She's Senior Advisor on Demographics and Related Data at the United Nations.